Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Some police departments in the region have begun deactivating their automated license plate readers that have raised concerns among residents over privacy and misuse by law enforcement. The Henry County Sheriff's Office announced on Wednesday that it's terminating its partnership with Flock Safety, which also operates cameras in the Quad Cities. In a Facebook post, Sheriff Josh Verscher says the surveillance systems in use for about 2 years in Henry County have been helpful, but he understands the public's concerns. Meanwhile, Indianola in central Iowa has also suspended its cameras amid privacy concerns. Iowa Public Radio's Mara Curran has more.
Indianola's police department suspended their contract with the surveillance company Flock Safety on Monday. Waukee in the Des Moines area also chose not to renew its contract. Both Waukee and Indianola cited concerns around how the data is being collected. Indianola Lieutenant Ty Sparks says they are a helpful tool for police, but residents are concerned that data being collected by the cameras could be obtained by third parties.
It was a matter of, you know, asking the question, if we could guarantee that there's not going to be some malfeasance with that information from the third party. And obviously, we can't guarantee what other, you know, entities are going to do.
Sparks says they'll consider public input on bringing Flock cameras back if they see more regulations put in place. I'm Mara Curran, IPR News.
An independent from the Quad Cities is railing against the two-party system in his bid for Iowa's first congressional district. At the Iowa State Fair on Wednesday, Michael Bridgeford criticized the race, which has the same Republican and Democrat running against each other for a third time.
Nothing's getting better. Nothing's changing. You know, unfortunately, when people get elected now to go to Washington, you're given a red jersey, you're given a blue jersey, and you go to battle. You're doing what's best for the party, not what's best for the country, and that's what's putting us in this place.
Bridgeford was speaking during the Des Moines Register political soapbox. The financial advisor from Bettendorf says he would push for things like term limits and campaign finance reform. The Cook Political Report has designated Iowa's first congressional district as a toss-up between incumbent Republican Marionette Miller Meeks and Democrat Christina Bohannon. Retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin got a presidential send-off yesterday during Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto reports.
Durbin has served in Congress for more than four decades. As Democrats converged in Springfield, former President Barack Obama feted Durbin in a recorded message.
When you win an election, plenty of people reach out to congratulate you. But Dick is famous for writing notes to candidates who lost, urging them not to give up.
Durbin spoke about giving back.
Your support through your votes and efforts have given me a chance to serve. I have tried to return the favor, to make sure I look back on that ladder and help somebody up behind me.
Durbin is Illinois' longest-serving senator. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The city of Davenport is looking to help 2,500 laid-off workers in Joslyn after Tyson Foods abruptly closed its facility there earlier this month. At last night's City Council Committee of the Whole meeting, Mayor Jason Gordon asked colleagues to explore ways to support impacted residents.
2,500 jobs lost is going to be a significant impact on our region and something that I think we need to be proactively thinking about the right way to certainly assist any Davenport residents that work there, but just support our colleagues across the Quad Cities.
Gordon mentioned the nonprofit Tapestry Farms is assisting 20 families following the closure. Other nonprofits like Aquabaugh Quad Cities are connecting migrant workers with resources and assisting with job applications for XPAC, a Milan-based supply chain and logistics provider. A new historical marker in Rock Island commemorates the life of former slave Dred Scott, who was denied his right to citizenship by the U.S. Supreme Court. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports.
Dred Scott spent 3 years in the 1830s on today's Arsenal Island, a slave of Dr. John Emerson, surgeon for Fort Armstrong on the island. A new historical marker honors his life. Leaders of QC Passport and Visit Quad Cities gathered in Rock Island Tuesday, August 18th, to dedicate the 26th destination for QC Passport on the Great River Trail east of Schwebert Park near the Arsenal Bridge. Passport President Natalie Linville Mass says their markers aim to give insight into how figures of the past lived and serve as role models.
It has been really inspiring just to be able to see how these folks lived, to be able to put yourself in their shoes, and to really understand that one or two actions really made this huge difference and really changed the course of what happened.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Motorists are driving a little slower along a stretch of Avenue of the Cities in Moline. Earlier this month, the Moline City Council approved lowering the speed limit from 40 to 30 miles per hour between 41st Street and 54th Street, which borders East Moline. In a press release Wednesday, a city spokesperson says the lower speed limit aims to make the corridor safer for drivers and pedestrians. This is WVIK News.